welcome to another episode of Mahogany and Willow. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good.
When responsibilities shift in midlife, we usually need to begin or continue to take responsibilities in completely new ways. This conversation today is about how we can look at what this requires from us and how to go about doing it. So how responsibilities change in midlife is a really interesting subject.
It is. And they say biologically we're made to feel fulfilled and as if our life has meaning through the personal efforts we exert when we take care of our responsibilities. And it's interesting how when you have kids, that's so easy to wrap your brain around. It's so easy to wrap your life around. And then midlife happens and empty nest happens. And all of a sudden that big hole is like that. I don't know what to be responsible for now. I don't know how to be responsible for something other than my children. Right. All these things start to come into play and it is kind of awful.
Well, yeah,
place to kind be landed. Of.
It is. And you described it perfectly, like a big hole. Yeah. That's the best way to describe it.
But how do we find fulfillment after our responsibilities? How do we create this for ourselves at a time in our lives when our world is basically restructured by not just empty nesting, but all kinds of midlife changes? Right. I mean, sometimes that involves, you know, marriages, you know, marriage dissolutions, and sometimes it involves a career change and a health shift. Right. And there's all these other things that kind of come into play. It's not just about when the kids leave home.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then, like you said, you shift in the role of being the caretaker and the one that's managing the household and the one that's balancing everything and getting the kids to sports and all these things that you give and run and do. And then at the end of that, you sit there with the empty nest going, okay, now what, woman? What are we going to do? Are we going to dive into taking care of ourselves really well? Or are we going to sink back into the couch and cry ourselves to sleep every night because we're sitting there searching for what do we do now? And where's my focus? And how do I take care of myself? And how can I be responsible for myself as well as I was responsible for those kids? At the same time, you're dealing with hormonal changes and you're dealing with, you know, metabolic changes and all of that. And man, sometimes you sit and look at yourself in the mirror and go, my God, where did the last 10, 15 years go? And it's crazy.
It makes me wonder if I would have been able to reframe that emptiness, the initial emptiness state, if I had just had the question in my mind of, how do I take responsibility for myself? I think my youngest graduated 8 or 9 years ago. And I'm only now, after all that time, seeing, oh, taking responsibility for myself is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
I kind of missed that boat, I guess. I didn't realize it was a question that I maybe needed to ask myself.
Yeah.
After that happened, I just kind of lived in the big hole for a really long time.
Right. And I think, and I hate to gender this, like I think a woman can get lost in that. I know there are men out there that have been in the same roles as a single father and done all the things that we've done. But with all of our added emotional differences and hormonal differences, I think it's a different level to how we internalize so many things. And we are to the point that, well, that can't be done without me. And that's my role as their mother. And this is this. And it's funny how we pigeonhole ourselves in those roles. And when it's time for those shifts in life, whether it's, you know, them leaving the nest on top of, you know, midlife, health issues, hormonal changes, caregiving, all that, it's almost like we are completely pushed backwards and said, somebody saying, okay, now it's time to refocus, snap out of it. And it's what? That's impossible. How am I supposed to snap out of that role I've been in for so long? And you expect me to all of a sudden take care of myself when I've not been really taking care of myself for a long time. Yes, to a point, obviously, because you show up, you're accountable, you're there, you take care of everything that needs done. But then when it's turned on yourself, it's really difficult to think, okay, I have to focus all that energy on something different. And that was the part for me after my youngest was gone, was learning how to take all that energy that I had that was just focused on raising her. What do I do with this now? And that's where my creative side came alive with learning how to design things and tinker with creating my own stuff, being really artistic, things I had no idea that I could do, which was crazy because I didn't realize I had that in me. But sometimes you don't realize what all you're capable of until you're kind of forced into it.
True.
Forced out of that comfort zone. And not that it was always comfortable being in those roles, but once you're forced out of that comfort zone because you're forced to focus on other things and be more responsible and accountable to yourself, it really shows you what you can really do. It's really interesting.
Yeah. How do we figure out how to now take responsibility and therefore create new meaning and purpose for just ourselves? It seems like caring for ourselves after caring for multiple others would be so easy to do. But during the child-rearing years, as women, we put aside so much of what it means to care for ourselves. When all of a sudden there's time to do so, my brain doesn't even really wrap around the concept. So you've spoken a little bit about this on other episodes and here as well, but do you remember suddenly feeling that strange weight of yourself after your girls left home?
Definitely. Yeah. I was fearful, honestly, that I would go into kind of a depression because again, when you're a single parent, that level of weight, I think, is even compounded more than if you have that partner in your life that helps out with responsibilities. It's just this crazy feeling of, what am I going to do? And am I capable of doing something different or refocusing myself? Because if I wasn't busy enough, that was the first thing I thought of is, oh my God, you know, I miss my kids so much. Because they weren't just down the road. They moved hours away. So it was really hard. And the ability to just jump in the car and go see them wasn't an option. And so I did struggle with that thought of, okay, I can feel that weight coming down on me and that feeling of, I think I'm teetering on possibly getting depressed. And I did everything I could to refocus. And that was key for me, which I have several things I'll mention, you know, a little bit later about what a person can do to keep yourself from diving deep into that hole. For me, it was learning how to refocus and stay busy. And you know, I did have a partner at the time, which I still have him to this day, and I leaned on him quite a bit. So when he saw me break down, you know, he noticed it and he was really good at holding me when I needed it and helping me refocus. And then I worked through it, and thank God, because it isn't easy.
Right. I guess it's a blessing that when we're handed our first baby, in this new life and all of its new responsibilities, it all unfolds slowly and organically over time. I guess we don't really realize how much of ourselves we've wrapped into that one package. Mm. I didn't realize that the package didn't include me.
Right. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
I mean, it can.
Right.
I think it can. And I guess if I hadn't, I don't know. And now we're talking hindsight, you know, maybe if I had known different, I guess I just didn't realize that I wasn't included in that package in my own mind.
Right.
Until it was done.
And then you lost yourself and you're like, well, I was in that package because the package is gone and part of me's gone with it. So
yeah. And now I have to figure that out.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That's right.
Yeah. And it doesn't stop just because the kids were gone. That responsibility, that caregiving responsibility, didn't stop there. Right. It shifted into your parents. It shifted into, it could be other loved ones. It could be close friends. It just shifts into something else. So yes, at the same time, we're supposed to go, okay, get up, dust yourself off. You're good, mom. You've got this. Now focus on you, girl. You've got this. Like everybody would say, encouraging wise, no, now you have time for you. And you're thinking,
I know they make it sound like that's a good thing. And in reality, you just sit there staring at the four walls. walls going, yeah. What? I don't want to.
Right.
I'm done, sorry.
I've done this for so long. That doesn't even feel right. It feels foreign to me that I'm just going to, we're going to go to the spa and we're going to get massages and whatever. It's like, no, that's you. That's just not, doesn't fit into my life. So I've shifted in a different direction. But at the same time, just shortly after, you start realizing, okay, now my parents are having health issues, getting older, have more needs, the need to be there more often and take on that role. So you kind of shift from being one motherly person to another motherly person, but it's from your children to your parents. And that's kind of a natural transition, but at the same time, it's still emotionally, you know, challenging. It's really hard to make that shift and know that there's really nothing I can do as this type of parental person that's going to be the same as rewarding as being the parent to my children. So,
well, and it is natural, but it also, when we find ourselves consciously or unconsciously creating the same structure in our lives post kids, do we then hinder our own personal progress? Because that seems to be, for me, what's happened in my life. I filled everything after with stuff that was so much the same structure. Now I'm back to where I probably would have wound up at that point if I had shifted, but now I'm kind of at the same place, looking at the same four walls, thinking, what happened? Because even my after looked very similar with the caregiving, even my farm, just starting to have the animals and all of the responsibilities. I have to be very grounded. I have to be very structured. So everything that I've done post kids has been exactly the same.
Mm. I think that's a really healthy transition, because I think it's going to be way harder for people that go from being that full-time mom, especially the single full-time mom, into total empty nesting without having something else to shift and focus on, whether it is your parents, whether it is the farm, whether it is animals, and to go and, you know, I shifted into other things as well. But if you don't have anything to shift into, then what? That's got to be really, really difficult.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that one.
Exactly, right? It is hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Because what do you do with all that energy? That's the thing I keep coming back to, is what to do with all that energy, refocus it on something else. And I think it's super healthy the way you did it and be so responsible with your caregiving and then also with your farm. I think that's awesome.
Right now, within that familiar structure, I'm starting to feel desires start to stir that I had actually pushed aside years ago and forgotten about. I can tell I'm still feeling insecure about fully embracing those desires, though. I was thinking about it the other day, and when I was in my 20s, with these desires that I'm having now, I used having little kids as the reason that I couldn't follow through with them. Mm-hmm. And then in my 30s, I used the excuse of not having the money. In my 40s, I started saying, after the kids, don't need me anymore. And well, now that we're here, I still feel at this stage that there's new excuses trying to form. I'm starting to feel that, like, I should focus on income now. I should focus on the money that I'm going to need for after, you know, after everything and healthcare. And I'm starting to drum up these new excuses to kind of sabotage this open space, you know, the open space that we now find in that hole, now that I'm kind of recognizing, oh, that's just open air that I could choose to fill with whatever I want to. I always thought responsibilities would look the same for all the years after you became an adult. And now I find there are different responsibilities at different ages, and I don't feel any closer to adulting successfully. So now what?
Yeah. So now it's time to look inward on yourself and embrace the new. Exercise. Focus on your health and well-being. Even going out for a walk is so helpful. It's very important to not live in the past. You miss your kids. You're always going to miss your kids. But savor the moments that are today. When they walk in that front door with the grandbabies in tow, work on your mind. All of that to me is the same. Take up crafting, cooking, painting, all of that creative energy that was focused on those babies for so many years, it has to have an outlet. And if that's in the form of those different things, that's beautiful. You would be amazed. I think most people would be amazed at what comes out when they start to put that energy towards the creative side that they really probably didn't know they had. I think that's awesome. Get social. Social. I think it's important to have a social life. And I think it's very healthy to have relationships with others and allow yourself to let your hair down, maybe have a few cocktails, go for coffee, whatever it is. Get social. Meditate. That's always a wonderful thing to do. It puts your mind in a different state. And enjoy your new role in being a grandparent, if that's what you are. Take those babies, love on those babies, canoodle those babies, whatever you got to do, and enjoy those moments. And the in-between, you know, it just builds up that opportunity to snuggle on them even more when you see them. So that's kind of where, I don't know, do you have anything to add to that you did?
I do have a couple, and one being because of my own experience and one being because of someone else's. And that's to reach out to people and schedule activities when you're talking about being social. The most important part of that to me is to, once you set that as one of your goals, to follow through and go to what you say you will. Because one thing I find at this stage of being an adult is a lot of times I can think when I'm at home and in my, you know, funk or just in a blank space, I really want to go do something. And then I make the agreement to do it. And then before it happens, I can kind of go back into that, oh, I just want to stay home kind of mode. And I think that the thing for me that I didn't realize that I was doing is the feelings of loneliness that we get after, I mean, even if you are have a partner, the feelings of loneliness after your kids leave is quite severe or can be quite strong. And if we don't purposely create a social environment in that space, we will kind of lean on our partner and lean into our children to alleviate that loneliness. Mm. Or even for me, what I did is I just bugged my kids to death about having kids because I needed the grandkids to come in again to alleviate that loneliness. And I think that was a space that I stayed in for a very long period of time. Even after they started handing them over, you know, started handing me the grandkids, and I still was feeling that loneliness. I still was trying to solve that through that avenue.
Right.
The other one is reconnect with old friends, invest in those friendships, because a lot of times when we're raising our kids, we don't really invest in the friendships. We're usually friends with other people who have kids kind of thing. And it kind of is as life happens to us, we're friends. Mm. And after the kids leave, you have to purposely and intentionally invest in those friendships.
That's true.
Which is a completely different way of being in them. And the other one that's really lovely, and I actually knew someone who went through this one, and that was reconnect with your partner. Pretend that you are meeting them again for the very first time, which in every sense of the word you kind of are, and start finding new common interests. The reason that I find this super valuable and I find it super important to put into this for the listeners, I knew a couple who were very career oriented and they raised kids and they were very hands-on. The last one went off to college and they found out that they didn't have a thing in common and they were actually going to get a divorce, and they were a lovely couple and they were really processing through this divorce momentum. They kind of started into that phase, and somebody said to them, maybe you have more common interests than you know, because the only common interest that they had leaned into all those years was the children. And they sat down together and they started to compile a list. At first, the only thing that was similar on the list was travel. They had never traveled. And they immediately said, okay, let's jump on this. And they planned a trip. And I can't remember if the first one was to Italy or wherever. It was something lovely. And they went to Italy. And then when they got back, they planned another trip and they went somewhere else. And then they found out that they loved photography. And then they found out that they loved food. And then they found out that they, okay, you get my
meaning.
That's
awesome.
So they purposely and intentionally had to rediscover each other. Mm. And I know, I mean, the statistics for divorce at empty nest time is just off the charts.
Right.
So it's one of those things that if you are in that place, definitely take advantage of rediscovering your partnership.
Yeah. No, that's a beautiful thing because it's easy to lose yourself
right.
in raising children. And we've all known people like that.
Well,
and
we lose ourselves.
Yeah.
We lose our partner.
Yeah.
We lose our relationship. I mean, it's almost like that casualty just gets laid
right.
at the side of the road when you just don't have time to focus on anything but
right.
this other stuff.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful though. That's very good advice for sure. We really appreciate you guys joining us again for another episode of Mahogany and Willow.
Because there's always something important to talk about.